We're here at the ASGA meeting, American Sugar Beet Growers Association meeting, and we're talking with Vice President Neil Rockstead. You've been here for a few days already, I guess, trying to get prepped for this meeting and start talking farm bill and everything else. But give me kind of the lay of the land, if you would.
Sure. We came out on Wednesday and had our couple days of board meetings in preparation for the ASGA annual meeting. The board of the ASGA met and discussed some of the issues going on in sugar, many of which we'll talk about as an entire group these next couple days, but it just kind of gave us a little prep session for what's coming up.
You got a great lineup of speakers and the DC folks that are going to be here from Capitol Hill. It's always great to see. We know going into this farm bill debate, sugar's been in the target in past farm bills. No-cost program, that's got to be important. How do you keep that message going forward as we get into this discussion?
You know, sugar has always been an organized industry, and that's in conjunction with sugar beets and sugar cane, but we certainly get out in front of it and stay in front of it when it comes to meeting with the legislators and telling our story. This message isn't a new message to those who have been around the block. It is a new message. There's just about half the Congress has not voted on a farm bill, so we've got our work cut out for us even post last election to meet up with these new folks. But I'd say that's how sugar has managed to be successful. We have a good story to tell, and we're not afraid to get out here and tell it face to face.
Do you see that there's going to be new champions that are going to have to step up to the plate for ag and sugar?
Certainly with retirements, there's always going to have to be replacements, and they will have to be schooled up and become our friends and learn about our industry and become those champions. We've had some changes in the last couple of years, and we anticipate as the age of Congress gets a little bit older, some of those folks that have worked their way into the positions that they are in will certainly have to be replaced by the voters at some point in time. So we're constantly looking for that new champion and grooming our friends. And we don't have a shortage of friends, so that's the good news. Agriculture is pretty bipartisan, and sugar is no different.
We've got very thin margins in the majority in both chambers. Is that a positive or negative going into a farm bill debate?
You know, I would say the slim margin in relation to the farm bill has less to do with farm policy and more to do with politics in general. So my concern would just be with the state of politics and will they tie up something that should be as straightforward as a farm bill just to get somebody's point across. So I think that is unfolding. We're optimistic that the farm bill itself will be a kind of a no-brainer when it comes right down to it. We need agriculture for the sake of national security and food security. We saw some of the issues that developed with supply chain issues during COVID fresh in everybody's mind. But I think the bigger concern would be politics in general and how that will affect their ability to govern.
There seems to be a theme during every farm bill. It seems like food security is what's kind of rising to the top here this time.
I think so. I mean, the recent actions in Ukraine, the shortage of shipments of commodities out of that country and out of that entire region, and again, the COVID disruptions in supply chain, consumers actually seeing items not on the shelf at the grocery store, which is something we're all accustomed to and we all want to see, all of those things kind of put the idea in everyone's mind that, yep, food is very important and we need to support that.
There's certain other areas you guys are dealing with. I look at waters of the U.S. That's been an ongoing issue in the Supreme Court. EPA then intervened here not so long ago. It seems like it's a moving target when we look at some of these regulations.
It sure does, and it's waters of the U.S. is a big issue that, you know, came about during the Obama administration and kind of went away for a while, now has come back. Waiting to see how that unfolds, but certainly agriculture has to have some say in that and probably really have to promote some changes to that. But not only that, outside of the farm bill, we're also fighting in the regulatory arena when it comes to pesticides. And frankly, not as much with EPA as we would like to point the finger. It's through litigation and lawsuits that they are backed into a corner, and then in turn the American producer is backed into a corner with the crop protection chemicals that they're able to use to produce that abundant crop that the world needs to feed its hungry people. So it's kind of a never-ending challenge on many different fronts for all of agriculture, and sugar is not unique in that.
It's kind of a sue and settle type of scenario that we deal with?
It seems like what it's become. There are just, especially in relation to pesticides, there seems to be a lot of suits brought specifically through the 9th District, 9th Circuit, that just seem to be anti-pesticides. And of course, as farmers, as any agricultural producer, and as any consumer, we would like to see something better and safer and cheaper come along. Until something does, the FDA and the USDA have proven the products that we use safe. We'd like to just be able to continue to use those unless we get an alternative. Without an alternative, we have entire crops and entire regions that will suffer and go away.
And we've seen some of those expenses rise as last year when we look at some of the products that are no longer too available as a grower.
Yeah, absolutely. The input costs for everything have gone up, but certainly when you don't have a competitive product to use, that it just exasperates the problem more. And on the pesticide front, we have a good example in Europe who has made some bold and major moves to ban certain what we would deem safe products and have demonstrated instances where industries have nearly failed in one growing season without an alternative. So we're trying to get that message through, as all of agriculture, that look, we can't go there. Without an alternative, we are not going to be able to raise food for the American people and abroad.
Well, again, after time with COVID and everything else, it's great to have face-to-face meetings, spending face-to-face meetings up on the hill rather than over a computer screen. It's got to be a win for you guys.
Yeah, we certainly, as an organization and as sugar beet growers across the country, value the time that we can come together and compare issues and collaborate and enjoy ourselves, but also to get up on Capitol Hill and meet with those staff members and meet with the legislators face-to-face. They appreciate it and we appreciate it. It's the best way to get a point across and to get something accomplished is to have those face-to-face question and answer sessions, for sure.